Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Perek Zayin Mishnehe introduces some cases about Truma falling into something else. We've had cases like that before, but these cases are different than the ones we've had before. The next three Mishnayos actually continue the same cases. So the first case in our Mishnah is Shtei Kupos. We have two bins. Achal shel truma v'achsel chulin. Right, one bin is of truma, the other bin is of chulin. Shenafla se'ah truma l'soch achas mehem, and a truma, a bin, a se'ah of truma falls into one of the bins. So there's a bin of truma and a bin of chulin. Now, if it falls into the bin of truma, everything's good, no problem, right? If it falls into the bin of chulin, then we have to start doing calculations. Is it there enough for 100 to 1 to be mevatalit, to be ma'alit, etc. But and if not, then it's meduma, and the non-kohen can't eat it. So our Mishnah says, right? Ve'eni yodula is a man nafal. We don't know which one it fell into. Hare ani omer l'soch shel truma nafla. I have the ability to assume the truma fell into the truma, and everything's okay. This is a huge kula, right? Because why should I assume that? So the fact is that the halacha says you're allowed to make that assumption. Now, there are a few caveats to this, right? It's not just, oh, yeah, well, okay, maybe it fell in, so therefore I can make that assumption. That is the halacha, but the following caveats have to apply. First of all, this is, when we're dealing with truma durabanan, this is completely 100% the case, right? If it doesn't matter how much, what ratios, if I have two bins and the truma fell into one of them, and one of the bins is truma and the other is chulin, then I'm allowed to assume in truma derabanan that it fell into the truma bin, and the truma bin can be my kohanim, and the chulin bin can be my everybody else, no problem. What if it's truma midaraisa? Right, if it's biblical truma, so obviously we have to be more machmir with biblical truma. We can't just be mekil and just let it go. So in truma d'oraisa, this case still works, but only if the truma that fell in is less than 50% of what's now in the bin. Right, there has to be more in the bin than there had to be more in the bin before it fell in than it. Right, the what fell in must comprise less than 50% of the bin. That way, because midoraisa, truma's batel barov. We hold that truma's batel or ole, right? Bemeya, 100 to 1. But midoraisa, it's batel barov. As long as there's more chulin than there is truma, midoraisa it's batel. And therefore, when we're dealing with truma midoraisa, there has to be less than 50% so that it could be batel midaraisa, and then we can use our assumption here to make the other bin kosher, right? But that because worst case, it's batel daraisa, right? If it fell into the truma, good. And if it fell into the chulin, then since it's less than 50%, it's still batel anyway daraisa, and therefore we can rely on this kula here. And the third assumption is that this is, the third requirement for this assumption to be used is that the bin that it falls into, right, the one that we're assuming it fell into, must be completely mutter after it fell in, right? So in our case, we have truma and chulin. And truma, if it fell into truma, then the truma that it fell into is completely mutter. It was mutter to eat by a kohanim before, and it's now mutter to eat by kohanim. And so making this assumption makes it completely permitted. But if that is not the case, then we would not make this assumption. So, for example, what? If I have two bins, one of chulin and one of tevel, right? So tevel has to take trumas and maisers off of it. So I still prefer to say the chulin fell into the tevel. Because if the truma falls into the chulin, the chulin is messed up. The chulin becomes meduma, and it's usher to non-kohanim. However, if the truma fell into the tevel, then the Yisrael doesn't lose full control of that pile. He can still use that to take truma for other things, and then eventually give the whole pile to the kohen. So he doesn't lose it, but at the same time, that wouldn't make it completely mutter. And since it wouldn't make it completely mutter, we don't apply this this special kula. So, but in our case, we do apply the kula, And we say the truma fell into the truma. Case number two does not actually involve something falling into something. It just involves the two bins, right? So we have the two bins. Case number two is ein yadua ezo hi shel truma ve'ezo hi shel chulin. So we have two bins. One is chulin and one is truma, and they got mixed up. So I don't know which one's which. I know that one is truma and one is chulin, but I don't know which one is which. Or more accurately, since we're going to be talking about eating a bishogeg, I find out later that one of the two was truma, but I don't know which one, right? So, achol achas mehen, pater. If I ate one of them, then I'm pater, because I can assume that I ate the chulin. Excuse me. I can assume they ate the chulin. However, that means the hashniya noheg ba katruma. The second one must be treated like truma, because if I ate the chulin, then the other one that remains must be the truma. And therefore, I have to treat the other bin like truma vadai, right? I have to give it to the kohen and everything. Okay? However, the cheves bechal de v'rimeir. V'rimeir says, well, you have to treat it like truma, but it's not vadai truma, maybe it's chulin. And therefore, we don't want to uproot the halachas of chala. And so you treat it like truma, but you also still have to take chala off of it, because maybe it's chulin and then it's chayv and chala. There's not a practical ramification here in terms of who gets it, right? Because chala is also given to the kohen. But the ramification is whether you have to take it, right? Because you're chayv to take chala, right? Even a kohen's chayv to take chala, and then he can keep it. So the question is, do you have to take chala or not? Rebbe Meir says you have to take chala, and then that kohen gets that as well. But it has to be separated and, you know, be specified by name, right? Kriya Shem. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not chayv and chala, because even though it's not really meduma, it's safek chulin and safek truma, right? So safek truma is not exactly the same as meduma. Rabbi Yossi says, but it's essentially meduma, right? Because you're not sure if it's truma or not. And therefore, meduma is pater from chala, and therefore you don't have to take chala here. Okay? Subcase number one, right? We have so we had two bins, one chulin and one truma, and variant A was kohen, a non kohen ate one and didn't eat the other one. Variant two is achal acheres hashnia, right? So Reuven ate bin number one, and now has to treat bin number two like truma, but Shimon ate bin number two. And everybody did this by shogeg. There's no mezitz here involved. So Reuven ate one, Shimon ate the other one. So the halacha is pater. Shimon is also pater. Why? Same reason as Reuven. Because from Reuven's perspective, he can assume that he ate the chulin and he has to treat the other one like truma, but the other one's not around. Shimon can also assume that he ate the chulin and has to treat the other one by truma, but it's not around. So each of them is pater because they can assume they ate the truma. However, variant number three, Achal echad eshneim, if Reuven ate them both, then obviously he 100% certainly ate truma, because one of them was truma. So then, mishalim keketana shebishteim. He is chayav to pay keren and chomesh, right? He pays keren and chomesh, but he pays keren and chomesh of the smaller one, right? Because he can only know for sure that the smaller one was truma. Right, it could be that the bigger one was truma, but the certainty is that the amount of the smaller one was truma. You know, if the smaller one had four se'in and the bigger one had five se'in, so he ate all nine se'in. It is a certainty that he ate four se'in of truma. He may have eaten five se'in, but he can only say for sure that he ate four se'in, and therefore he's chayav keren chomesh on those four se'in.